This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden on Friday unveiled a $6 trillion budget for next year that's piled high with new safety net programs for the poor and middle class. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
President Joe Biden laid out a $6 trillion budget for the 2022 fiscal year Friday that adds new safety net programs for the poor and middle class and increases taxes on businesses and high-earning people. The budget incorporates the administration's eight-year, $2.3 trillion infrastructure proposal and its $1.8 trillion American Families Plan. The budget also adds details on Biden's $1.5 trillion request for annual operating expenditures for the Pentagon and domestic agencies. Despite the proposed tax hikes, the budget would require the government to borrow roughly 50 cents of every dollar it spends this year and next. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Friday inaugurated a landmark mosque in Istanbul's Taksim Square, fulfilling a long-term ambition to build a Muslim house of worship at the city's main public space that has become an emblem of the modern Turkish Republic. Erdogan joined dozens of mask-wearing worshippers for the first prayers at the towering 3,000-capacity mosque on Taksim. The square was also the site of mass anti-government protests in 2013, sparked by the government's construction plans at the adjacent Gezi Park. The Turkish leader had promised supporters of his Islamic-oriented ruling party a mosque on Taksim. Critics, however, see the mosque's construction as being part of Erdogan's plans to undermine the legacy of Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, who established the secular-oriented republic after the collapse of the Ottoman Empire. This is VOA News. U.S. Senate Republicans on Friday blocked creation of an independent commission to investigate the deadly riot by Donald Trump supporters at the Capitol in Washington, a move aimed at preventing a bipartisan probe ahead of 2022 midterm elections. New York's Charles Schumer is the Senate Majority Leader.
We all know what's going on here. Senate Republicans chose to defend the big lie because they believe anything that might upset Donald Trump could hurt them politically.
10 Republicans would have needed to join all 50 Democrats to advance the measure, which had already cleared the U.S. House of Representatives with modest bipartisan support. However, only 6 Republicans voted in favor, a result that demonstrates the deep divide in Congress and the nation nearly 5 months after the January 6th assault, and the influence that the former president continues to exert on the Republican Party. A top World Health Organization official on Friday criticized the fractious debate that has recently arisen between the United States and China regarding the ongoing search for the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic, saying the whole process had been poisoned by politics. Speaking in Geneva, WHO Emergencies Chief Dr. Michael Ryan said the claims in recent days over where the virus may have originated were largely without evidence and were hurting cooperation.
If you expect scientists to do their work, if you expect scientists to collaborate and actually get the answers that you want, actually seek in a non-blame environment to find the origin of the virus so we may all learn how to prevent this happening in future, we would ask that this be done in a depoliticized environment where science and health is the objective.
Earlier this week, President Joe Biden asked U.S. intelligence agencies to explore the origins of the virus, including whether it might have come from a Wuhan, China lab. China hit back at the suggestion, accusing Biden of playing politics with the pandemic. The rush to evacuate the city of Goma in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo continued Friday, with residents leaving by boat, road, and on foot. Tens of thousands have already fled, fearing another volcanic eruption by Mount Nyiragongo, which spewed lava near the city last week. A new eruption could occur at any moment, according to the military governor of Congo's North Kivu province. He ordered the evacuation of 10 of Goma's 18 neighborhoods in the city of nearly 2 million residents. Some people have decided to stay put, some so exhausted after having fled once last weekend and now too tired to hit the road again.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.